Thank you, Wolf. I'd like to welcome everyone on today's Euralo monthly call on Tuesday, the 23rd of April at 1800 UTC. On today's call, we have Wolf Ludwig, Oksana Priyotko, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Narine Kachatran, Rudy Vansnik, Dick Gaukman, Yuri Lantiburo, Cyranush Vardanyan, Sandra Hoferichter. We have apologies noted from Roberto Gaetano, Bill Drake, Greta Jeske, Desiree Miloškovic, Christopher Wilkinson, Adela Danciu, Jordi Ilpaguir. From staff on today's call, we have Silvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I hope I haven't left anyone off the roll call. If so, please do state your name now. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gisela. And I haven't seen anybody you haven't mentioned already. So I think the roll call is completed for our today's call. Let me continue with a review of the action items from our March monthly calls. The action items of this call was last push to get Euralo's individual ALS started. Wolf asked all participants to identify names of two persons who are willing to act as contact points so that we can submit the application form to a large staff. In the meantime, we could identify two people. One was the first contact point, Roberto. The second one approved was Veronica Cretu. So all the requirements to file and to submit the application form to a large staff are given. Unfortunately, I have not seen any follow-up on this. During the last weeks, as usual, over the last months, and we will have a short action, agenda item for this again, further below on our tonight's call agenda. Next action item was asked all participants to contact the Eurodic Secretariat if you would like to get involved in Eurodic programming. Any inputs from the community are much appreciated. We have this on the agenda again as a short briefing note later. The next one was Lisbon GA, please submit comments for the content part of the agenda. And we have received some further comments on this. This will be the main part of our agenda tonight. Wolf to compile a list with ideas and proposals for the GA discussion received already. This was compiled and sent to the list. And on the last point, I cannot judge. Olivier asked all participants to volunteer for the new GTLD metrics task force. Workspace, I don't know at the moment whether there were any volunteers noted or listed for this. This is all what I have to recall, what I can recall from the action items from our last call. Most of it will be recapitulated later under the respective agenda item. The next agenda point is now briefing on current ALEC consultations and initiatives. As usual, it's Olivier's part. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivia for the transcript record. I was just going to fly through these because I do realize that they take an enormous amount of time to go through. There were several recently adopted ALAC statements. You can see them on the agenda page. There is a joint statement and a consultation of CCTLD delegation and redelegation performance standard and consultation on GTLD delegation and redelegation performance standards that was adopted with 11 votes in favor. There was a statement on the revised new GTLD registry agreement, including additional public interest commitment specification. This was a statement that noted that the public interest commitment specification wasn't particularly strong and certainly was not enforceable. So we hope that there will be a positive response from the from interested parties on this and certainly a change in policy. That was adopted with 10 in favor. The next one was the 2013 revised ALAC rules of procedure. Now that's not a statement, of course, that's the rules of procedure themselves. They were adopted by the ALAC. There was one abstention on those. It doesn't mean that those come into effect right away because there are several adjunct documents that need to be also finalized and done. So at the moment we're still running on our own old, we as in the ALAC are still running on the old rules of procedure. The next thing, the ALAC, the at-large preliminary issue report on GTLD registration data services, that was adopted with 14 votes in favor. The next one, and yes, there are many, ICANN's FY14 Security, Stability, and Resiliency Framework. Thankfully, we have an ESSAC liaison who was very, very good at drafting a statement, and that was adopted with 14 votes in favor. The proposed 2013 RAA was posted for a comment. RAA is the Registrar Accreditation Agreement. That was posted for comment, and it's interesting because we sent in some comments on that, and later on you will find out there's a new comment period that is starting up with this. This is the agreement that basically gets the contracted parties, the registrars, to work with ICANN, how the business, their business is somehow, I wouldn't use it the term regulated, but how ICANN deals with the contracted parties, and that's something that is currently being completely rediscussed, and they've just finished. It was just announced yesterday that they had finished the last round of discussions. More about this in a moment. The FY14, fiscal year 14, community travel support guidelines. Every year ICANN publishes community travel support guidelines, and as usual, there were a few errors in there which were carefully corrected by our colleagues. That was adopted with 14 votes in favor. The public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure, the PIC-DRP, that's the second part of the public interest commitment part. When you submit a public interest commitment as a registry who is applying for a new top-level domain, you have to provide some commitments now about what you're going to do with it. And the public interest commitment dispute resolution procedure was the proposed resolution procedure if you don't abide by what you said you were going to do. It was found to be particularly weak, so our statement goes and emphasizes this and explains this. The new GTLD Metrics Task Force report, now this is actually not in response to a public comment. This was a second part of some work that was done. The original work of putting together some metrics to find out how well the new top-level domains that are going to be created are going to promote the promote competition, trust, innovation in the marketplace. There needed to be some metrics that were drafted. And a cross-community working group did that. But the ALAC found that the cross-community working group might have not fully designed a full set of metrics. There were a few more that it had missed. And so a small work team assembled to add those, and that's what this statement is all about. That was adopted with 14 votes in favor. It was sent to the chair of the new GTLD board committee, and that was acknowledged, and it was distributed to the board members. So hopefully they take those into account. The at-large challenges, in terms of who is in compliance workspace, there was a proposed statement which came in front of the ALAC, but over in Beijing. But because since that first draft was drafted, a number of things have happened. Compliance has been in quite regular discussions with the ALAC, the compliance department, you know, those people, the policemen, the police people, basically, to make sure that contracts are followed and that registrars serve the public and follow the WHOIS agreements, etc., etc. All of this was withdrawn because things are progressing, so this is shelved for the time being. The ALAC and NCSDJ statement at the Open Forum, that was to do with, in fact, that's a bit of a weird name for it. That was a common statement that was going to be given at or said mentioned at the open during the open forum on the Thursday afternoon of the ICANN meeting, and it was specifically speaking about the Strawman proposal for GTLD rights protection, and it was going to add the proposal itself was going to add 50 variants to a domain name or to a name, sorry. When looking at the variance parts of that name, so if you had spelling mistakes and marks enclosed and things like that, that would go into the trademark clearinghouse. There was a disagreement between the ALAC and the NCSG that kind of stopped the common work in its tracks. Whilst both parts of ICANN were looking forward to have a comment that was going to criticize the fact that this feature had been thought of as a top-down feature. So it was something that the whole community said, we don't want this to happen. The trademark clearinghouse plus 50 is not something that we want to happen. It appears that staff went ahead and made that happen. So there was commonality between the ALAC and the NCSG on this. However, the NCSG wanted to go further and to publicly say that we are against this trademark clearinghouse altogether and against the trademark clearinghouse.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to figure out where this jostling noise is coming from. So if everyone seems to be muted, so it might. Are you shuffling papers or? If I could ask
I think my microphone fell off. Now it's, can you hear it now still, or can you not hear it?
No, now it's better. So whatever you're doing
now, it's better.
Much better.
That's right. Sorry about that. Thanks for interrupting.
Okay.
And I apologize. I can't hear myself here. So
okay.
Sorry
you're
about that.
Perfectly now.
So back to this thing. So there was a disagreement about how far the statement went. I still believe that there will be a common statement that will be released by the ALAC and the NCSG, and that will look specifically just at the way the Strawman proposal was built, but not the actual content of the Strawman proposal. You know, we at large are really pushing for the bottom-up policy development to take place, and having something which is pushed top-down is something that I think we all don't really like too much. Next, the statements that are currently being developed or reviewed and voted on by the ALAC. As I mentioned earlier, there's now the proposed final registrar accreditation agreement. And it was just announced yesterday, so it's brand new. Carlton Samuels has volunteered to hold the pen on this. And I absolutely invite you all to read through this registrar accreditation agreement. Read through our last statement that we made, the one which is the proposed 2013 RAA posted for comments. So read our comment and draw your own conclusions from this to find out if this agreement really serves the community or not. We have a very short time to comment. I think it's 21 days, and it starts yesterday. So, as we need to vote on it, etc., it really gives us about a week to work on this. Next is a statement on WCIT outcomes, the World Conference on International Telecommunications. I'm still trying to find some time to draft a statement, so this will still be kept hanging on the side. Next, the question is to the community on the accountability and transparency within ICANN. Now, some of you might know the accountability and transparency review team in ICANN is looking at exactly what it says it's looking at. And finding out how can ICANN be made more accountable. And it looks specifically at the board. It looks specifically at the GAC, the way that the board and the GAC work together, the way that staff works with GAC, the board, etc. It really is a high-level group that looks at all of ICANN. And as we know, externally to ICANN, there has been a lot of criticism of ICANN being totally unaccountable, being totally opaque. And sometimes we even accuse ICANN of being like that as well, because we toss advice over the wall and we never hear any feedback or anything like that. Anyway, this working group this review team is part of the wider review teams that are looking at each part of ICANN. There is a questionnaire which has been sent out by this review team. And now the ALAC is considering drafting a statement. I'm on this review team, and of course, I'm also chair of the ALAC. I think we really do need to answer this. I would hope, and this is something I'm just taking on now, but I would hope that each one of the RALOs could draft answers to this. To the ATRT recommendations. To the questions that are raised by the ATRT. The Accountability and Transparency Review Team will actually only make its recommendations at the end of the year. So at the moment, we're at collecting information stage, and it's really important that we manage to collect that information. So have a look at this and work within your RALO and I guess, Wolf, you'll probably be able to organize this to try and get the input from the community in Europe and file the answers. You don't need to answer all of the questions. I know there are a lot of questions in there. Just answer the ones that you're interested in answering or that you feel are particularly pertinent for your community. And then finally, the Trademark Clearinghouse and IDN Verits. Hong Chui is currently drafting a statement. I believe it's nearly finalized. There's been a lot of input on that. It's a basic problem with the Trademark Clearinghouse. As you know, IDN, internationalized domain names, have many, many variants, and you can write the same word with different ways in some scripts, such as in Chinese, for example. And if you start putting a Trademark Clearinghouse on this, then it just becomes a bit of a mess due to the fact that you've got trademarks that have to be written in one specific script but not in all of the different variant scripts. And some trademarks might be allocated to one use of the word in one script and a trademark allocated to someone else in the use of the same word in another script. It's just a mess, and thankfully this was caught by Hong and the IDN working group. So that's an important statement to move forward. Finally, the currently open public comments. Yes, we're reaching the end of this list. Locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings. For the time being, it's been decided that no statement would be drafted. It's a bit of a technical thing, and I think we have mentioned in the past, the ALAC has commented in the past. And then finally, I see the same thing being said again, second time. So I must be very tired now because I see the same line drafted twice, but there you go. So C1 and C2 are probably the same. That's all for the time being. Any questions or comments, please, I'm open for them.
Thanks a lot so far, Olivier, for this briefing and explications on the current consultation issues. Are there any questions from your side? I see no hand raised in the Adobe Connect, but I hear an echo of my voice in the back.
So if I could just ask, it's Olivier again for the transcript.
Yeah,
if I could just ask Wolf, would Urano be ready to consider looking at the ATRT2 questions?
This was under B3 questions to the community on accountability and transparency within ICANN. I would say this should be possible from our side to have a look on this. I cannot guarantee any broad-based participation on this, but I can imagine that there may be some of us on the call who may contribute to this consultation. Yes, and
that,
I really
that would be great.
I really think it's useful. May I ask staff to note this for the action items for our today's call, and perhaps send a reminder to the Uralo list that all Uralo ALS are invited and strongly asked to participate and to contribute on this consultation, because it's an old story which goes back to the first at large summit in Mexico, when there was a special working group established working on accountability, how to improve accountability and transparency within ICANN. And to my memory, this was chaired at the time by Adam Peak and Wolfgang Kleinwächter. And I think we should link it up now, and I entirely agree with Olivier that there must be some feedbacks and inputs from our side. Any further questions and suggestions from your side? Yes, I see Olivier's hand raised. Please, Olivier, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you very much, Wolf. I was just going to suggest that there is a wiki page that has been set up for this. You're very free, of course, to use the wiki page to build this for Uralo. If you want, we can divide the wiki page into the different RALO, to the different RALOs. But the thing perhaps to avoid doing is to reply for all of us to separately reply to the ATRT2. I think it would be a lot more powerful if the RALOs and the ALAC were to submit statements on there. Just a thought. So thank you, and maybe we can move on. Thanks.
Any further questions? Remarks? I'm just typing. Okay, I see no hands raised in the Adobe Connect, and if this is the case, let me suggest to continue with our tonight's agenda. What is point 4, fiscal year 14, RALO budget request information. As you may recall from our last call, we submitted for the upcoming fiscal year another request or proposal for Uralo. If you go to the respective link below agenda item 4, you will get the whole list. And if you scroll down a little bit, then you may see that there was a proposal submitted from our side. You have to scroll down until you come to fiscal year 14 A07 /03 Uralo. It was just to ask for some kind of funding for Uralo participation at the 13th ICANN Studienkreis meeting in summer in Italy, as we did the years before for previous ICANN Studienkreis meetings in Oslo and before. And once again, this request was not approved, again with a very strange reasoning or explanation. ICANN does not provide funding support to attend third-party meetings. What is one of the strangest explanations I can imagine. In this direction, ICANN could not give any support for anything what happens around the IGFs or whatever event which is not directly organized by ICANN itself, like the three annual meetings. So I do not trust any longer in the logic and reasoning of such disapprovals. It's just a note for the record that we note with a certain consternation that once again Uralo requests are not considered, and as I told at large staff and Olivier in a bilateral email exchange, I think last night, we submitted such budget proposals regularly and continuously over the last 6 years, and out of the various requests we submitted, only one was approved in 6 years, which is not a very encouraging result. But okay, we can live with this fact again. Are there any comments or questions from your side regarding this agenda item? This is not the case. Then let me continue with the following point. What is point 5, pending affair, Uralo's individual ALS, what is getting very annoying in my eyes. This is a pending issue since Belgrade now, what is almost 2 years. And there was so far no initiative from the individuals concerned. The last point we discussed at the monthly call in March was that we needed two contact points to file the application form after I drafted the bylaws for this ALS. It was Siranush who was always very supportive in this matter. If it would have been on Siranush, I think the whole issue would have been sorted out months ago, because she really was the only one, as usual, committed and dedicated to bring things forward. But due to the fact that Siranush became the contact and focal point for another Armenian ALS, which was certified early this year by at large, she cannot be a focal point for any other ALS at the very same time. Therefore, she was in the back, a driving force to make this finally happen. So we identified Roberto as a primary contact point. I asked Veronica as a secondary, and both confirmed. But there was no follow-up and initiative to my knowledge. Maybe I was not seated, but I simply can ask at large staff, and I guess they may confirm that there was no application form received so far. So it's another chance missed again, and I'm, to be honest, so frustrated by now about this lacking initiative and follow-up that I do not put this on any Euralo agenda any longer if there is not once after 2 years one initiative from the people concerned themselves. If there are no questions in this direction, let me suggest to continue, because it's a waste of time or always having the same consultations call by call and nothing happening from their side. Next agenda item is update on the ICANN Academy from Beijing. There was, as some of you who has been in Beijing may recall, there has been a productive meeting in Beijing again, chaired by Sandra, and there are some promising developments in a good direction. And Sandra, you have the floor for a brief update.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Sandra speaking. First of all, to be assured, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
Okay,
it's
thank you
like,
very much.
It's like music in our ears.
Indeed, I can confirm we had a good and successful meeting in Beijing with good participation from all constituencies, or from more or less all constituencies, and also with participation from Matthew Shears. He is the man who is assigned to develop an online education platform for ICANN, which goes very much along with what the ICANN Academy Working Group is proposing, to move forward to a comprehensive and approach for a thing which should deserve the name ICANN Academy. So the work Matthew is doing with his own platform and the work the ICANN Academy Working Group is doing will be synchronized in the future, so that we all go in the same direction and have some synergies with each other. And the second thing we did in Beijing was to evaluate and report on the survey we had end of last year, beginning of this year. The results of this of this survey can be found on the Wiki Working Space, and the results will be also submitted to ICANN leadership in line with the proposal to go for a next turn to establish a pilot program for a leadership training program in Buenos Aires. The results of the survey were pretty clear in this direction. There is a definitely need for multiple capacity building needs in different stakeholder groups, and there is a specific need for leadership training, which is so far not in place within ICANN. Other capacity building provisions are in place, like the newcomers should be further developed and synchronized with the new modules to be developed. And so I think we are on a good track, and when I look at the list of participants here, most of you have been there in Beijing, so I won't take much of our time, but invite everybody who was not participating in Beijing or who has any questions to contact me directly, and I will be happy to answer any questions or to give you an update and include you in the list of the working group. Over to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks again, Sandra, for this brief and concise update. Let me ask you, I guess there might be still some working group calls from the academy group until Durban.
Yes, I assume there will be, but first of all, we are or we should submit the proposal until end of April, and now it's my course of action to submit a proposal to the working group to evaluate and send it then over to ICANN staff. After that, we will have a further discussion on the telephone about possible curriculum and so on and so forth. But I heard that many of us had a flu after Beijing, so had I. And I'm sorry for the delay from my side, but I'm now back to work and will follow up on this. Thank
yes.
you.
Thanks, Sandra. I can just confirm, as far as I got to know, there must have been dozens of people in Beijing who have caught more or less severe influenzas there, and there are a lot of people who are still on the way of recovery. Any further questions to Sandra regarding this agenda item on the Academy? If this is not the case, I can give now the floor back to Sandra for a short briefing on the Eurodic 2013 preparation process. What may be of particular interest, because it's in line with our upcoming Lisbon General Assembly the following days, and we are still on in a very important process of finalizing the program. Sandra, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Sandra Hofrichter speaking. Well, the Eurobrick preparation is in the hot phase right now. The program is more or less fixed. There might be some slight changes. But even more important, the session planning is going on by the individual groups. And the side events around Eurodic are getting more and more clear. We will have a really, really patient from ICANN. It will be a sort of a good collaboration with our Vice President for Europe, Nigel Hickson. Just to summarize what ICANN will undertake during Eurodic, they will organize a pre-event on the day before Eurodic, the 19th of June. Wednesday. They will organize a pre-event on data protection. The details about this will be published on the website soon. After that, we have our Euralo General Assembly, where we will also have Nigel Hickson to participate, and maybe we have already Fadi Shahid opening the outreach reception afterwards. During the Eurodic, we will also have participation from ICANN at the important plenary on how to serve the public interest, which is the overarching theme for Eurodic, and about the plenary discussing the wicked development, where we have 90% confirmed participation of Hadi, but we are still waiting for final confirmation to make it public, so this is just for the Euralo group here as a pre-information that Fadi will come to Lisbon. ICANN is also looking at organizing two flash sessions. Flashes are 30-minute free format sessions where you can actually give an update on a process. Could be the new GTLD process, could be the strategic planning, and well, ICANN is also funding Eurodic, which is very great. Furthermore, we have a side event from the European Commission, jointly organized with the Council of Europe, including all national IDF. It is also a discussion, but a very informal one, about the wicked and how to better collaborate in the future to arrive at wicked negotiations in the future. we will have a youth pre-event, we will have youth participation, they are organizing a plenary themselves. And I see many of those joining this call today are somehow involved in a plenary, in the flesh, in an organizing team as a reporter and so on and so forth. So I won't, again, not extend my speech too much because we are more or less in the bilateral communication anyway. Over to you, Wolf.
Thanks a lot for this briefing, Sandra. As you have said at the end of your elaborations, there are some Juralo members at this call who are an active part of the programming discussion, being involved in setting up workshops as a focal point, like Julia. There is Bill, who is involved in the Wicked plenary. There is Oksana offering a flash session during Eurodic. And as you all know, Juralo over the last years became a driving force for the whole Eurodic process. What in my eyes is one of our best and strongest achievements as an ICANN regional at large organization playing such an important role in a regional European IGF. And I'm looking forward with pleasure and satisfaction having our next face-to-face General Assembly back-to-back with the next Juralo, Eurodic, and having the opportunity to bring the majority of our ALSs to the General Assembly and participating in Eurodic as well, was is an excellent opportunity, or so to say, coincidence. If there are no further questions raised regarding the Eurodic planning, if you have questions that come up afterwards, you can always directly email Sandra and me, and whatever comes to your mind, we are pleased to respond to you. If we have no further questions, let me continue with the next agenda item. What is Juralo planning 2030? Standing issue on our on the agenda of our monthly calls. We have gone since the beginning of this year through different organizational steps, from mobilizing for the General Assembly with quite some good results, having the vast majority of our members listed and confirmed for Lisbon. The last point we had was now getting the travel arrangements assured, and this was a pending issue from the last calls when ICANN constituency travel came in and took over to care for individual flight arrangements with confirmed participants. There have been some delays as far as I have seen. In particular cases, the last one I realized was with Breda, what is still not confirmed. But I will follow up this with Matt and ICANN constituency travel bilaterally, because we urgently have to get this done, all flights confirmed until the end of this month. And as important as this, we need to make the hotel arrangements the list of confirmed participants was sent to the Altish Hotel, what is a GA venue and the Juridic venue, and we have the participants booked and listed at the Altis, and now the final arrangement between ICANN and the Altis Hotel have to be done until the end of this month. But this is just for your information, that everything in this logistical sense is on its way and needs to be completed this week. If there are no practical questions from your side on logistical issues, is anybody on this call who is supposed to attend the General Assembly which has not received any final flight confirmation? So please let me know either here now or afterwards via a direct mail that I can follow up on this. I see there is, there was a comment from Wolf, Matt and I are working with Josef for the delays in the, for Breda. Okay, this is good to know. So the more important point what we decided during our last call is, besides the logistical arrangements, etc., and the formal the formal parts for the General Assembly, formal parts are always presentation of a board report, what will be drafted by me in consultation with the Uralo board, and what will be submitted beforehand, like we did the previous years, at least 2 weeks before the General Assembly, that everybody has a chance to have a close look on the board report from the last reporting year. After discussion of this, and we will have a re-election for the leadership and for the board in Lisbon. But as I said at the last call, I will try to make this as short as possible to allow as much time as possible for the content part of the General Assembly. What are the questions? How can we improve participation of members at Uralo activities and Uralo monthly calls? How can we improve the participation and involvement of our members in at-large working groups? I had several bilateral discussions in Beijing with some of Uralo members. As far as I can recall, I had a discussion with Adela, with Jure, with Sandra, with Olivier, with Sebastian, etc. What could be a way out to improve, so to say, the performance of our Uralo? And one idea was, I think we should reduce the scope of the topics which are regularly more or less imposed or forwarded by ICANN and at large to us, what we always treat month by month during the regular briefing on current consultation issues. What is somehow over-demanding our attention and concentration? And I think a potential way, this is just a suggestion at this stage, what will be forwarded to the General Assembly, is to reduce ourselves, to ask our members to define 5 to 6 to 7 to 8 subjects which have more or less a sort of political priority for Uralo, for our region, for our European agenda. I'm sure one of these main topics could be privacy and data protection, what is a specific European concern. There may be other comparable subjects like this. Define 5 to 7 key issues and then say, okay, let's concentrate on this one. And we try our best to give at least regular inputs on these issues. We cannot respond due to lack of capacities, to lack of resources, to also open consultation issues. But if you try to concentrate, I think we can be probably or hopefully more effective, etc., and supportive to Alex. This is one scenario what will be discussed in Lisbon. There may be other ideas, etc. The main concentration will be on inReach, how we can improve the involvement of our member ALSs and to get a more active discussion on political issues. These are the ideas on the table so far. If you have other ideas or further suggestions, please send them to the list. I've seen some feedbacks after our last calls when we had some kind of a call for ideas. After our last call, there were some responses immediately after that, and I made a compilation out of the feedbacks, and I posted them as an overview on the Euralo list for further reflection and for further ideas. And the process is still open. Well, it should be an inclusive event, and I hope that our members will actively and strongly participate to set the priorities for Euralo activities for the next year. Further comments? Questions? I just have a look now on the Adobe Connect and comments. I see no hand raised. This is also something I would like to discuss during the General Assembly, during the assembly itself, but also during the cocktail, etc., and the following days in some social meetings with members, how we can improve the interactivity during the monthly calls, because sometimes I have a bit of feeling that we have an agenda always with a very limited time frame of 1 hour. We try to get through 8 to 10 agenda items. There is a lot of briefing, but somehow sometimes I'm really missing discussions. And there are already some ideas on the table how we can modify our monthly call agenda to make it more interactive and participative from the members. If there are no further questions, I take your silence as approval again that we should fix the content part of the General Assembly in this direction to make this consultation with a member of key priorities and key topics and issues for Euralo, to have a reduced a scope, but then to concentrate on issues, always reflecting about what could be the major concern of our target groups, what are European internet users. I think access and connectivity won't be in Europe a main issue compared to other regions in the world, but we may have a lot of other discussions. If I'm looking on the European agenda, net neutrality is an important issue, what will be also a session during Eurodic, and there are many other political debates burning up at the moment, what can have some direct consequences for European internet users, and I really think we should concentrate on these issues. I see Heidi's hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. This is Heidi. Wolf, we put in the link to the draft GA agenda in the AC chat, if everyone could take a look at that. And Wolf, could you confirm, is this currently the draft as is, or do you expect it to be, is this the one that is going to be finalized shortly?
This gives me the opportunity to have 19 representatives member for Stockholm to be completed. While this is more or less the model we had from our last General Assembly, if I'm right, from Stockholm. Well, roughly speaking, well, this is more or less, yes, this is helpful as a first program and agenda outline, but this needs now some more update and specification. Especially, standing issues are more repetitive things which we have to do according to the bylaw requirements, etc. But in the second part, I think the Lisbon program will be a little bit more complex. But we can take this as a basis.
Okay, could we go ahead, this is Heidi again, Sylvia and I could work with you on updating this, and I know there's another item on increasing the interaction on Eurelo calls. I think there are some useful possibilities we could discuss what other Relos are doing, that maybe Sylvia and I could just draft a short report on what those activities are.
This could be very helpful to have a short input as an input paper on the particular program item, to have a look over the European fence, getting an idea what are other relos like Lacralo, Naralo, etc., discussing or doing to improve the interactivity at monthly calls. And as a source of inspiration, this can be very useful, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I think, this is Heidi again, I think that would be a good starting point, and then I can adapt it for what Eurelo's needs are. Okay, so we can go ahead and action item then, Sylvia, please.
Okay, yes, please. This is what I wanted to suggest. Please note this under action items, that we have to follow this up directly. I do not understand this as exclusively. So if anybody on this call would like to contribute to this discussion, would take part, please let us know, because any more thoughts and inputs are welcome. And we have to do this during the next weeks, because I would like to have this accomplished, or we need to have this accomplished until our next monthly call, that this can be reviewed by the call participants. We also have to post it on the Uralo list, asking for comments, etc. And we should at least give, after our next monthly call in May, give another 10 days until the end of May, beginning of June, to have this more or less, to get this confirmed. This is what we did in the previous year, what was the best and, let's say, the most inclusive way possible. I could have imagined better ways, but we really need or have to use Lisbon, our face-to-face meeting, as a remobilization of our membership to get them more involved, not only in this passive way, but also in a more active way. And I would like to have many more inputs and feedbacks on our mailing list. Heidi, I see your hand still raised.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's an old hand.
Okay, old hands are always welcome and nice. Any further questions? Comments, remarks? If this is not the case, I think our time for this call is over again. And I think the main point for our next monthly call in May should be the approval of the agenda outline for the Lisbon GA. I will try my best. I will try it, but I cannot promise whether I can do it until this time, because this is a very important phase and period, as Sandra said before, for the finalization of the juridic program, what is also rather work intensive. I will try to submit a draft outline for the board report until the next call, so that we have several reference documents to be discussed and to be approved on the monthly call, and then to be well prepared for the big next step, what is in my eyes the General Assembly in Lisbon itself. Is there anything under any other business, anything one of you would like to add, to contribute, to inform? If this is not the case, I see no hand raised. So let me thank you all for your participation in this monthly call, and I wish all of you an excellent evening, and I'm looking forward to hear you soon again. Thanks to all of you, and good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.